This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now it is indeed once again the pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to once again express our greetings and the gratitude to each of you. And before we begin, we would remind you once again that there exists that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as that silent communication, or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or once again as well that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, you will find it quite easy to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state, but as always, of course, the choice to do so is yours, absolutely. Now, through this conversation on the capacity for one to alter one's location, if you wish, within a particular incarnational period, to transport one's being from one particular area of your vibrational level, of your earth surface, if you wish, or indeed within your so-called perceived universe, it's simply a matter primarily of understanding that your consciousness exists throughout the entire universe, this entire vibrational level, this entire illusionary reality that you're involved in, that you participate in the creation and the sustaining of. For many, that becomes a very difficult concept to grasp, because once again, you've put in place this electromagnetic energy, this veil that we refer to, that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And not only that, when you enter into this incarnational period, you've agreed to participate in and to perpetuate what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system, as well as other particular belief systems. But the human consciousness belief systems in particular, which are comprised of various beliefs that have to do with what we refer to as your laws of physics, and the capacity for one to alter your consciousness from one particular area and to perceive it in another particular area on your earth system instantaneously, if you wish, defies many of your so-called laws of physics, your human consciousness belief systems, and particularly the human consciousness belief system of time and space. And so it becomes difficult to step beside those human consciousness belief systems and to accomplish what is seemingly an impossible feat. And yet, once again, it's only impossible because of one's belief or belief system. And as we have suggested many times, the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. Imagination is the necessary tool in this creation process. And so you are through the steps of creating what it is that you desire, and knowing what it is that you desire is one of the first steps in creating. It's difficult to create something if you don't have a understanding of what it is that you desire. And so understand and be aware of what your desires are, and then it's the utilization of imagination. Imagination is a powerful tool. imagination is necessary in this creation process. All of the particularly complicated apparatus that you utilize in your day-to-day experiences is the result of someone's imagination coming into what you refer to as your creation and conscious reality experience. And so imagination is an important part of this creation process. Not only an important part, but a necessary part. And so imagination is necessary, and then from the imagination is the expectation. And therein lies many of the difficulties in creating one's reality, which can be traced back, if you wish, to some of the basics of your beliefs and belief systems. You see, if you hold the belief it's not possible, then you have the expectation to not create whatever it is that you desire through the utilization of your imagination. And so the desire may be there in the imagination, may be there, and you may have all types of imaginary experiences of what it would be like to achieve what it is that you desire, but if you believe it's not possible, then you have a very difficult time in holding the necessary expectation to create the reality. And so if you allow the beliefs to maintain, if you wish, the control over your expectation, then it becomes very difficult to bring into your reality that which you contain within your imagination. And so understanding beliefs and stepping outside of those beliefs is many times necessary in order to achieve the expectation to accomplish what it is that you desire and that you've utilized your imagination for the opportunity to experience this particular reality. And so when we talk about this what you refer to as teletransportation, it becomes necessary to step outside of one's belief or belief systems in time and space. You see, time and space influence the reality that you experience to make it real. Of all of the so-called human consciousness belief systems that you hold, time and space are perhaps the most difficult for you to step outside of, to put aside, to grasp the concept that it's an illusion, that time doesn't really exist, and yet you can see through all of your day-to-day activities and all types of experiences that are put in place to validate your belief in time and space. You go through a physical evolution of your being from the time you enter this so-called world into this incarnational period and go through your infancy and your adolescence and into your adulthood. You see all of these passages of time, and as you enter the so-called senior years of this particular incarnational period, you experience all of the alterations in your physical being to validate the passage of time. And so it becomes very difficult to put that aside and to view it as an illusion, to view it as simply a belief system that's not real, an imaginary reality that you're involved in. When you have all of this evidence to validate that it must be real, that time must exist, and look at all of the particular changes that I experienced throughout this particular incarnational period, it all validates the passage of time. And so it is with space. You measure space. You measure a distance between two particular elements, sometimes measured in a particular physical distance, sometimes measured more in a concept of time, in order to validate the space between two particular objects. And so time and space become very difficult for you to step outside. to understand that that space only exists to once again validate in your awakened consciousness state that this reality is real. Because when it's real and it appears to be beyond your capacity to control, then the intensity of the emotions and feelings that you experience appear to be the result of events that have occurred outside of your capacity to control. And consequently, those experiences result in emotions and feelings that are much more intense than should you have that experience with the understanding that you are absolutely in control. And so, human consciousness belief systems have a tremendous impact upon your capacity to have the expectation to experience many of these so-called imaginary realities that you desire to bring into fruition, to experience in your awakened consciousness state. Those particular beliefs and belief systems, the human consciousness belief systems, once again are the most difficult for you to set aside. Societal belief systems you can work on, absolutely. In individual belief systems, absolutely, within your capacity to control. But you, at some level of your consciousness, have agreed to participate and to perpetuate the human consciousness belief system, that they are real, that existing within your vibrational level is not possible without your holding and believing in and experiencing the human consciousness belief system. And consequently, they have a tremendous impact upon your expectation. Absolutely. And so it becomes very difficult for you to set that aside. Your thoughts and feelings are influenced by those particular beliefs and belief systems. Absolutely. And as well, that entire conglomeration of thoughts and feelings, of your beliefs and belief systems, of your desires and your expectations, all have an influence upon your choices and decisions as to whether or not it's possible for you to be involved in certain types of creation processes that will bring into your reality the seemingly impossible desires that many hold that are outside of your human consciousness belief system. Not impossible, but difficult for you to set aside. Many of those human consciousness belief systems have been, in certain instances, put aside, but it's mainly limited to, if you wish, the ability of one or two individuals as opposed to an entire society. And so consequently, it becomes very difficult once again to step outside of a human consciousness belief system. Now, should you have an entire society begin to hold a belief that it's possible to step outside of that so-called human consciousness belief system, then the expectation becomes much greater. Then it falls within the realms of probability as opposed to possibility. Then it's something that you look at and expect. You hold the expectation that it's possible to achieve that which seems at one point in your so-called past to be impossible to achieve. And it's based upon, once again, more than one individual holding that belief or belief system and consequently the expectation. Not that it's impossible for one person to accomplish it outside of all of your so-called human consciousness and societal belief systems. It's much more difficult, much more improbable. Expectation, your expectation is much lower. Because of your belief, once again, in perpetuating, in your agreement to participate in the fulfillment and sustaining of the human consciousness belief system, of what you refer to once again as your laws of physics, if you would, your belief in time and space. Very difficult for you to step aside and to imagine that it doesn't exist, to understand that it's an illusion, and through that understanding and owning the belief that it's an illusion, to consequently gain the expectation to achieve that which seems to be impossible. And so it comes back to the basics. Desire, expectation, imagination. What do you believe? How do you think and feel about certain circumstances? And what are your choices and decisions that surround the capacity to create that which you desire and to have that expectation? It's like a vicious circle where thoughts and feelings are influenced by your beliefs, and your choices and decisions are influenced by your thoughts and feelings, and your expectation is as the result of your choices and decisions and belief systems and your thoughts and feelings, and it influences your imagination and what it is that you desire, and it's all mixed together to create the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities. To have the capacity to separate that, to have the capacity to understand what it is that you desire, to utilize your imagination, and to have the expectation to create it. And if you don't have the expectation to create it, then step back, and what is it that's causing this lack of expectation? What are your beliefs and belief systems that are influencing this expectation? What are your thoughts and feelings that surround it? What are your choices and decisions that influence that expectation to bring into that reality that which you desire? You see, many have difficulty even putting in first a definite what it is that they desire, let alone utilizing imagination and then concentrating and wondering about the expectation and working on the thoughts and feelings and the beliefs and belief systems, working on their choices and decisions in order to enhance that expectation to bring into reality what it is they desire. For many, once again, just getting past the desire part is difficult. If you ask many individuals what they desire, many would be very vague in giving you a very, very definite answer of what they desire, and even more so vague in what it is if you ask them, well, what is your imagination? What would it be like to experience that which you desire? And yet, in order to create it, in order to create it through some type of conscious thought, it's necessary to put those elements in place. It greatly enhances your capacity to create your reality consciously, which has been our message entirely since we began this process many, many years ago in your so-called belief in time and space, that it would be possible for you to consciously create and to consciously influence the reality that you desire. This reality you experience in your day-to-day activities and interactions with others, whether that be from simple interactions on some type of a relationship level, or whether or not it involves other so-called desires and imagination on topics like teletransportation, which seem to be outside of your realm of human consciousness belief systems, and that seem to be limited by the belief in the concept of time and space. To consciously influence that reality, regardless of what it is, requires one to be aware of what it is you desire. Utilize your imagination and have the expectation. Not wonder if it's possible. Not wonder, well, perhaps I could create that. Or perhaps I can bring that into my reality. Or perhaps I can have that experience. But to have the expectation that you will have that experience. And if you don't have the expectation, then to drop back and work upon what it is that's causing the lack of expectation. Many times it's a lack of belief in one's ability to create your reality. If you don't believe it's possible, it's not possible. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's that simple. If you don't believe that it's possible for you to influence your reality through various techniques, whatever those techniques may be, then it won't work. And the technique won't work if you don't believe that it can influence your reality and enhance your expectation. The expectation is a necessity in this creation process to bring into fruition what it is that you desire and that you've been utilizing your imagination to create. So you need to work on the expectation. Many times we've said that the expectation is perhaps the most difficult concept for one to grasp. To believe that you are worthy, or to believe that it's possible, or to believe that it is within your realm of possibilities to create this particular type of reality that you desire to experience, regardless of what it is. What it is not nearly as important as your belief in the capacity to experience it. It becomes a very difficult concept to grasp, we understand. We've suggested many times, for example, that for those who would believe that certain types of food that you consume can have impact upon your physical being, we have suggested that the food you consume is not nearly as important as your belief in what will be resulting from the consumption of that food. What you eat is not nearly as important as what you think about what you eat, what you believe you shall experience. And that's but one example. What do you believe? What are the expectations? If you believe that consuming a certain type of food is going to assist your well-being, for example, and you have the expectation for that to occur, you have the imagination, and you desire that particular occurrence to come into your reality, then you will experience it. But the expectation is necessary. The desire is necessary. To simply consume it and then leave it to chance, nothing wrong with that. Absolutely not. But you may not be pleased with the outcome. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Such a simple statement. But the belief you hold influences your expectation, influences whether or not you can create this reality. If you believe it's not possible, then you create the reality to validate the belief. You create the reality. If you believe that things happen without your influence, then you will have all types of realities that validate that belief system. You can point to it and say, see, I had absolutely no control over that reality. Ironically, it was absolutely and entirely under your control. You just choose to believe that it's not. Your belief precedes reality. Absolutely and entirely. You are all that is. You create this reality as a validation of the beliefs you hold that influence your expectations. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. It's really that simple. And if you break that down and apply it to all of the activities, all of the realities that you're involved in, and if you're willing to go within thought to search for the answers, they all exist within thought. You won't find it written in a book. You can search endlessly for explanations, and it will not appear. It always has its limitation because it defies an explanation through the utilization of any type of a vocabulary. Go within thought. The answers are within thought. And it is possible for you to go within thought and to create the reality that you desire. Because you see, the reality that you experience comes from within thought, comes from the beliefs that you hold. Beliefs, once again, that many times you put in place in an altered state of consciousness that's very difficult for you to access, but not impossible. And when one grasps that understanding, while it may be difficult to change what it is experiencing in your so-called awakened consciousness state, because of a belief that you put in place in an altered state of consciousness, while it may be difficult and even verging on impossible to change it, because it's based upon a genetic makeup, if you wish, based upon a DNA makeup that's very difficult for you to change, that you put in place, that you chose to participate in at another level of consciousness. Well, it may be difficult to change that. For example, some people are very short and wish they were very tall. Some are very tall and wish they were shorter. I mean, those are very, very difficult aspects of your physical being based upon your genetics that are difficult to accept, if you wish, and difficult to change. But nonetheless, when you go inside and you begin to understand that it's your reality, that it's your creation, when you get the answers that you seek from within inside, well, you may not be able to change these physical attributes that are the result of a genetic that you chose to be involved and bring into this incarnational period. Nonetheless, it becomes easier to accept, and it has more of a meaning, and your life becomes more fuller, and you accept that this reality is your creation, that this is your experience, that it's the result of your choices and decisions, and consequently it's within your capacity to alter it and to accept it. You're all that is. You cannot change that. You cannot be separated from your spirituality. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what you are. You are a piece of the one, if you wish, and yet you are separate. You create your own reality entirely. You cannot fail to come to that understanding, to know who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
I have a question to that. At what vibratory level did we make the choice to become a part of this vibratory level?
Entities that exist in your vibrational level, once again, are here by choice, as we have suggested many times. It's not particularly that one suddenly decided that one would wish to experience this particular incarnational period, or this particular reality, or this particular vibrational level, but rather, once again, to put aside that concept of time and space, you existed in and exist in what we refer to as the Lemurian period, where you understood that it was possible for you to enter into a reality, a physical being, if you wish, that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state, and then had the capacity to step outside of that particular incarnational period and to discover and be involved in and participate in other parts of your multidimensional personality. That's was existing, if you wish, as an individual incarnational period, seemingly separate from the other, and yet not. And so it is that you exist in those levels. It's not that one chooses to set that all aside and to suddenly become involved in this incarnational period and all the rest is gone, or that one decided to be involved in this particular vibrational level where this electromagnetic type of energy is in place that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. All of those particular concepts lend to this capacity in your belief in time and space. This is but one portion of your experience that you choose to be involved in. That is perhaps, once again, the least real of all of the realities that you're involved in. We say to you that it's not possible for you to not at some point understand who and what you truly are. You can't lose that. Because you see, at some level of your consciousness, you know who and what you truly are. This is not something that's foreign, that's hidden away and that you must progress to. Absolutely not. You exist in this particular incarnational period, experiencing this particular reality, because you choose to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are involved in it. But the multidimensional personality that you are exists not only in this incarnational period, not only in the Lemurian period, but if you take away the capacity of time and space, you exist in all of the vibrational levels all at once. You are one. And note that you choose to separate and to enter into this vibrational level so much as you choose this experience. You are one. You exist in all of the vibrational levels that are within your capacity to utilize your imagination to be involved in. You are all that is. It defies an explanation. You are all that is. And that doesn't just limit your capacity to this vibrational level. We continuously suggest that you're involved in this vibrational level and that you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are, because it's who and what you truly are. This is the imaginary part. This is the part that will fall away. This is the part that at some point, if you wish to believe in your passage of time, you will terminate and enter into the real world. This is but a small portion of who and what you truly are. It almost defies explanation. It's something that you can experience but you cannot explain. Even to give you some type of an analogy would fall short of the realities of who and what you truly are. You have within your physical being billions of activities that are being carried out, that are within your control. And yet in your conscious state, you are aware of almost none of them. You can breathe and you're aware of that process of inhaling and exhaling. And if you concentrate, you can even hear your heartbeat. But you don't hear of the billions of activities that are occurring throughout your entire physical being on a continual basis. Never ends. And yet it occurs, and yet it is your consciousness. And so it is that you are this entity that has a billion activities going on through various levels of consciousness that you're not aware of while you are concentrating on this particular consciousness. You are all that is. This is but a minute experience that you're involved in. It's an illusion. Doesn't mean that it's insignificant. Doesn't mean that it doesn't have importance. Doesn't mean that you should set it aside as being something that's a waste of your time. But it is nonetheless but a small, minute part of who and what you truly are. It's simply an experience that you choose to be involved in. And you choose to put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand what it is that you utilize to create the illusion. Similarly to, once again, your consciousness in its awake state is not aware of all of the billions of activities that are being carried out throughout your physical being. That your consciousness, some level of your consciousness, is not only aware of, but is directing. You are so much more than what you perceive. This reality is but once again a very minute part of who and what you truly are. You are all that is. You are one, and yet you are an individual. Every entity existing, not only within your vibrational level, but that exists throughout all of what we refer to as creation, is one. And yet all are individual. It becomes a difficult, if not impossible, concept to explain. It's like trying to explain a feeling. It's something that can be experienced, but many times defies explanation. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. As a follow-up, do we then choose the experiences we would like to experience? In the sense that you visit us through this experience which we co-create, do we visit you at this sometime within your vibratory level to experience your reality?
Absolutely. It's not a question of if you visit, but you are part of. We are all one. We are not separate. We choose not to enter into your vibrational level under the influence of your so-called veil. We choose not to put aside that understanding of our creation process, even for this minute experience that we suggest that you're involved in. We choose not to be involved. There are many so-called entities that are one and choose not to be involved in your reality creation process. It's not a right or wrong concept. It's simply a validation of desire. What it is that you desire, imagination and expectation. That's, those creation processes are the same creation processes that are utilized throughout your entire conglomeration of creation, if you wish. Under your particular experience, in your awakened consciousness state, and it's important that you grasp that it's in your awakened consciousness state, you believe you're not in control. Through various levels of your consciousness, you come closer to the understanding that you are in control. And in your so-called between incarnational state, you enter into a phase where you are, for lack of a better term, very near to the capacity of either leaving this incarnational period, leaving this particular vibrational level and not experiencing another incarnational period, or continuing to exist within this vibrational level. But you see, to give that explanation requires that we lapse back into a validation of your belief in time and space, and it's an illusion. It doesn't really exist. And so the explanation defies being presented through the utilization of any type of a vocabulary, but rather, as we have suggested, more like a feeling that you can experience by going with inside. And so, to ask if you visit in our vibrational level, you exist in our vibrational level. And in all of the vibrational levels, we are one. And yet we are separate. We have individual capacities, and yet we are one. Again, analogies defy an explanation. It's like each individual cell in your physical being is one. It's an individual, and yet it is part of your entire one. And yet even that is not an accurate explanation, because it gives the concept that you are perhaps a tiny cell involved in this huge oneness. And it's not that way at all. You are all that is. You are one. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what you are. You are all that is. And therefore exist in all of the vibrational levels. And so when we suggest to you, you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are, of course you cannot fail. You are already there. You simply choose to hide from it in your awakened consciousness state. You are already there. You are already experiencing it. You are already aware from that level of who and what you truly are, and aware to a certain extent of all of the realities you experience in all of the incarnational periods. And the spark of consciousness that you are, this oneness that you are, rejoices in that creation process, rejoices in the capacity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. Only in your awakened consciousness state that you feel that you are somehow separate, that you are somehow not in control, because it makes it more real. Does that answer your question? Well, now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to again express our gratitude to each of you for allowing us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And we would remind you once again that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. You have but to express the intent. And so, for now, we would leave you with love and with peace.